Thank you,
Debbie.
Next item, please, Carla.
Item 978, request of Jeff Cook to address council regarding high school scholarship funds and traffic safety improvements.
Good morning, humble and honorable servants. It's been 10 years since last I spoke to this august body in this chamber, and I told you then that I'd be back if the matter called for it. The matter calls for it. I recommend that you open the packet I left for you immediately so that we can be on the same page. Nick Fish, we the people are holding you in our thoughts and prayers, and I know that you are stronger than disease, and you can and thus will defeat this. In this, the least churched city, in the least churched state in the Union, competing only with Vermont for that ignominious title, our congregation, indeed our communion, is between the curbs. That is where we prove our love or our lack thereof. Accordingly, on August 19th, 2016, a 20-year-old Saudi Arabian national, a student here on a student visa enjoying the benefits of an education in America at PCC, is alleged to have been driving his golden Lexus westbound on Hawthorne Boulevard, Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at speeds up to 60 miles per hour. It is alleged that he struck and killed Fallon Smart, a 15-year-old girl. It's also alleged that he left the scene only to return later and be arrested and held over for his initial hearing, at which, behind the glass in the dock in the court, Abdurrahman Noura, age 20, wept like a baby, more for himself, I dare say, than for the crime of which he is accused, manslaughter. The bail was set at $1 million. On September 11th, 2016, the Saudi consulate in Los Angeles handed over $100,000, 10%, that's all you need of this bail. Abdurrahman Noura was returned to the succor and the comfort of his three roommates, who were with him at the car at the time. In June of this year, just a week prior to his scheduled trial, Abdurrahman Noura cut off his ankle bracelet and has fled the nation. You could call it a supreme irony, but I don't believe a supreme irony exists. We have yet to find it. There are so damned many ironies. Let's call it the powerfully poignant truth. Fallon Smart was born on September 11th, 2000. Every birthday she ever celebrated from age one was marred by the intersection of a national commemoration of a day of horror. Let August 19th now stand as a date that also shall live in infamy. We will never get her back. We may never get him back. But imagine, if you will, what $900,000 could do. I propose the Fallon Smart Memorial Scholarship Fund to send our best and brightest, of which Fallon was one, to colleges anywhere within this state. And additionally, we could set aside a certain sum for traffic safety improvement measures, which, by the way, are already underway and for which I actually congratulate you. Well done. Nevertheless, it took the tragic death to put in a pedestrian safety island on Hawthorne Boulevard. I urge you to stand and demand where it takes. Use your bully pulpit. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bully pulpits, all previously used. Use that bully pulpit. Talk to whoever needs to be talked to and bring this money home. We the people don't seek retribution. Retribution would be asking for Abdurrahman's hands, which apparently the Sauds are good at cutting off. We the people demand restitution. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Should I return, it will be a matter of great consequence. Goodbye.
Thank you. Next